You're listening to the audio production of Kingdom Calling, Vocational Stewardship for the Common Good by Amy L. Sherman. Foreword by Reggie McNeil. Published by InterVarsity Press and read by Aaron Bennett. Dedication. May the favor of the Lord our God rest on us. Establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. Psalm 90, verse 17. For Jay Hine, a genuine servant leader, a man of vision and humility, a tzaddik. How blessed I am to co-labor with you. Foreword. Two recent personal conversations tell the story inside the story of this book. The first one took place over dinner in my home with my older daughter. I don't need the church coming up with anything else for me to do in order to be missional, she said. I feel missional 5 days a week. Working as a licensed master social worker, LMSW, in a local hospital, she is exposed to the dark underbelly of our culture, helping people each day sort through a series of healthcare options that will shape the next chapter of their lives. Lots of times, none of the options are good, and people are devastated. Often, she is the only person who can speak a word of hope in the situation. She is living out her faith in a place and in a way that really counts, right where life and death is happening. The second conversation took place half a continent away from me. A pastor relayed to one of our leadership network researchers a comment made by one of his team members after they had participated in our missional renaissance leadership community. The multiple teams involved in this leadership community include both church leaders and community leaders who figure out ways to fast forward the church's missional engagement in their respective communities. This particular team had brought their city's mayor to a recent gathering in Dallas. On the flight back home from the experience, the mayor commented to the pastor, "I have never thought of my job as mayor as a ministry until now." I suspect no church committee assignment could compare in terms of community impact with what this guy does every single day. My daughter and the mayor represent a growing number of people who share an awareness that kingdom assignments typically involve venues beyond local church real estate and programming. Kingdom callings take us into schools, hospitals, businesses, and art studios, as well as homeless shelters, AIDS clinics, and battered women's homes. Kingdom callings are lived out as neighbors, friends, spouses, parents, employees, and students, as well as community volunteers, school mentors, little league coaches, and, yes, church workers. In other words, kingdom callings play out in all of life, because that's where life plays out. For centuries, we have focused on church-centric activities as the primary arena for exercising our calling as followers of Jesus. The missional perspective of the church does not shrink-wrap the kingdom down to this limited scope of activity. Missional thinkers see the church in its full-blown kingdom capacity, deployed across all domains of our culture. We are the called-out people of God, for sure. But we have been called out to be sent back. We are sent back as viral agents of the King to partner in his redemptive mission in the world. In this thoughtful volume, Amy Sherman shares with us her conviction that vocational stewardship, the intentional deployment of our workplace knowledge, skills, platforms, and networks, provides us a way to advance the kingdom for community transformation. Amy's work goes beyond the typical discussion of faith-work integration. Not only does she help us see the potential for promoting a kingdom agenda at work, she gives us
Sample complete. Ready to continue?